Minister of Truth Nina Jankowicz, liberals censored on social media more often than conservatives. By Alim Bokhari on May 9, 2022. Joe Biden's new Minister of Truth, Nina Jankowicz, has been caught telling another whopper, claiming that leftists and marginalized communities are censored more often than conservatives on social media. Jankowicz is the executive director of the Department of Homeland Security's new Disinformation Governance Board, a new body that has been widely mocked as the government's attempt to create a Ministry of Truth in the United States. In a live stream, Jankowicz, who has previously called on Facebook to censor Breitbart News, described concerns about anti-conservative bias in Silicon Valley as a myth. "There's already this idea, this allegation that there is anti-conservative bias on the platforms, even though there has been study after study proving, in fact, that often it's liberal voices that are being silenced, particularly minority voices on social media," said Jankowicz in the clip, which was shared widely on social media. How did Homeland Security find one of the top 10 most ridiculous people in the country to run their new Ministry of Truth? Asked journalist Glenn Greenwald. Was this some sort of trolling exercise? The mountain of evidence that big tech suppresses conservatives is so large that only someone deeply embedded in the groupthink of leftist disinformation research could ignore it. In October last year, The Wall Street Journal published research showing that Facebook's changes to its algorithm in the wake of the 2016 election suppressed traffic to Breitbart News by 20%, The Washington Times by 18%, Western Journal by 16%, and The Epoch Times by 11%. In 2018, Breitbart News published exclusive material from inside Google showing that, contrary to the congressional testimony of its CEO, the tech giant regularly made manual interventions in political search results, often in response to complaints from liberal journalists. The interventions resulted in liberal sources being elevated in YouTube search results for many political topics. As the 2020 election drew closer, Google engaged in outright election interference, cutting the visibility of Breitbart News links and search results by 99% compared to the run-up to 2016. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.